This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. French riot police fired tear gas and water cannon in Paris, trying to stop thousands of protesters from converging on the presidential palace to express their anger at high taxes and the government of President Emmanuel Macron. Here's AP's Zaria Shackley.
Police said 30 people were injured, including three police officers. Security officials imposed a lockdown on parts of central Paris, determined to prevent a repeat of the rioting a week ago that damaged a major monument, injured 130 people, and tarnished the country's global image. While the situation is tense, police appear to have it more under control than a week ago. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Since the unrest began in November in response to a sharp increase in diesel fuel taxes, four people have been killed in protest-related incidents. Despite repeated calls by President Trump for oil production to remain steady, the Saudi-led Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, along with Russia and its allies, have announced that they will cut their pumping of crude oil to reduce oil flows on the global market by 1.2 million barrels per day, a bigger-than-expected cut. Chief of Staff John Kelly is the next high-profile departure coming from the White House. Here's President Trump.
I'll be announcing that over the next day or two, but John will be leaving at the end of the year. He's been with me almost 2 years now, as you know, between the two positions.
John Kelly had first served the Trump administration as head of Homeland Security before becoming Chief of Staff. There had been speculation for months that Kelly would be leaving soon. He and the president have never had an overly warm relationship. This is VOA News. President Trump has confirmed that Army General Mark Milley is his choice to replace Marine General Joseph Dunford as his next top military advisor and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
General Mark Milley, as you know, was just appointed the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to be determined date. A little bit later in the year, they usually give quite a bit of notice for a lot of reasons.
General Milley is a combat-experienced military leader and current chief of staff of the Army, a position he has held since 2015. Crackdown on political dissent in Turkey is widening to participants in a major civic unrest 5 years ago. Prosecutors have issued arrest warrants for a prominent actor, a leading journalist, and a civil society activist. The arrests are in connection with the 2013 protest. That unrest began over plans to turn a park in central Istanbul into a shopping mall. The protests quickly transformed into broader demonstrations opposing the government and, in particular, then-Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At its peak, the unrest saw millions of people take to the streets across the country. Leading UN humanitarian agencies are warning that migrant deaths in the Mediterranean will multiply with the end of sea and rescue operations by Doctors Without Borders and its partner. International charities were pressured by the European Union to put their ship, the Aquarius, into dry dock and abandon their life-saving rescue missions. Italy claims these operations encourage migrants to make the perilous sea journey. It says that ending these activities will save lives, a claim that's hotly disputed by UN officials. Here's Lisa Schlein from the UN in Geneva.
UN human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA the death rate in the central Mediterranean this year is much higher than in previous years. She says states must protect the lives and safety of migrants and ensure those who are at risk are rescued and offered immediate assistance. The International Organization for Migration reports more than 2,100 people have died, making the dangerous sea crossing from Libya to Europe this year. This is nearly two-thirds of the more than 3,300 deaths recorded globally in 2018. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A SpaceX cargo ship has delivered more than 2,500 kilograms of holiday treats to the International Space Station after communications dropout had delayed the shipment. Three astronauts will be on board the station for the holidays, while three others will return to Earth on December 20th. Until then, the station will be home to six astronauts. That's one from Germany, two Americans, two Russians, and one from Canada. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.